Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们早。
Just give them a minute, okay. So our sermon today is taken from 1 Corinthians verses 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 1 to 9.
我们今早的这个分享取自哥林多前书第一章一至九节。
So I've entitled it The Man in the Arena.
我把这个被起名为在这个竞技场中的人。
And you'll see why later.
我们大会就明白为什么。
So Pastor Enoch will help to read the verses in Mandarin, and if you're reading English, you can look at your own you can look at your own handphone, or you can look at the slides.
哥林多前书一章一节，奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同弟兄所提尼写信给在哥林多。神的教会就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之人的名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。蒙愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。第四节，我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督做了见证，在你们心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现，他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
Okay, thank you, Enoch. So I want to start with a confession.
我一开始说我有一个小小的忏悔。
I don't like feedback.
我不喜欢人家给予我回馈。
I know when someone gives criticism or feedback, I know it's good for me.
我知道当人家给予批评或者是回馈，对我来说是好的。
However, once I hear something, it kind of sends me into a transformer kind of mode.
可是呢，当我一听到人家在那边做出这样的讲出这样的话语呢，我马上就有如变成一只变形金刚。
So the lockdown like set into motion.
然后呢，很快的，我这些观感我全部都把它给锁起来。
So shields engage, check.Armor up, check.
然后呢，我就会拿起我的盾牌，肯定已经拿起了，而且呢，我的这些我的武器，我也全部都肯定，我都把它给举起来了。
Heart closed, yep. And defenses activated, check.
我把心门给锁上，那所有的保护盾，我也把它给启动。
So it's been said that feedback is a gift, but it's not one that's often welcomed.
很多人说这个回馈其实是一份礼物，可是不见得就是受欢迎。
Today we start the series on the First Corinthians.
今天当我们一开始的时候来看这个哥林多前书的这个讲道系列。
And actually, we are reading somebody's mail, eavesdropping into a kind of scolding.
我们这个时候就好像是在偷听某某人，或者偷看某某人写的一份长的书信，其实是很长的，在责骂某某。
Paul the Apostle, as he identifies himself, is addressing a whole series of issues such as idol worship, sexual immorality.
使徒保罗他在这里其实是在处理很多的系列，包括了拜偶像或者是淫乱等事件。
And for good measure, also corrects a lot of teaching, such as spiritual gifts, resurrection of the dead.
那在比较积极的一面呢，他也尝试去做一些教导上面的更正，包括了就是属灵恩赐等等。
So I don't think it's a letter that I would have liked to receive.
所以老实话，我不希望自己能够从他那里收到这样一封信。
So, yeah, it's a gift.
是，它是一份礼物。
Much has been said about the city of Corinth as a hotbed of sin and vice.
那很多人就说哥林多这个城市其实是一个充满了罪和恶习的一个地方。
It's a city with two ports and a very large transient population.
那这个城市呢有两个港口，而且在那边的那些居民通常都是暂住在那个地带。
It's a center of commerce, so very affluent and a lot of different people.
它是一个商业区，所以有很多人很富有。
It's also famous for housing the temple of Aphrodite with 1,000 priestesses inside.
那在那里呢也有这个所谓的阿芙罗狄狄女神的这个寺庙里头呢有大概1000名祭司。
So like any other big city, you could find wealth, poverty, beauty, squalor, culture, and also a lot of evil things.
那就像任何的城市，你能在当中看到有贫穷、富足、美、丑陋和其他很多的东西。
However, today I'm going to start by suggesting that maybe there's something we can learn from the Church of Corinth.
但今天我要跟大家建议说，或许我们有东西能够向这间教会来学习的。
So that's another map of Corinth.
这是哥林多这个地带的另一个地图。
Yep. So surprisingly, I think there's something that we can learn from them. This is the church that caused Paul a lot of heartache and a lot of headache.
这间教会呢，带给保罗很多的这个伤痛。可是其实我们是有东西可以向他们学习的。
So I'm structuring the sharing in two parts. One is engaging with the world, and the other one is engaging with God.
我的这个分享将会分成两段，一段呢就是如何去跟这个世界有建立一个交流的关系，另外就是怎么样去跟神建立这样的一个关系。
And in between, we'll look at the role of Paul, because after all, he's the one giving all this scolding or feedback.
那同时在这边骂人的是保罗，我们也会看看他的这个整个身份和地位。
Okay, so the first part is called engaging with the world.
首先就是与世界来建立一个关系桥梁。
So I need to give a bit of background here. So given the bad reputation of the city, it might be surprising that Paul selected it as one of his bases for preaching.
首先我们得要说这个教会的口碑并不好，所以当保罗把这个选为他的一个福音的一个重地的时候，这其实是让人蛮惊讶的。
It was so infamous that to Corinthian thighs meant hedonistic behavior. It became like a verb.
那对他的这个臭名远扬，就是人家都认为这个只是一个充满着恶习和欢乐的那种城市。
So one possible reason why he was based there is because as a large prosperous port city, they were more open to him.
那他把这个地方成为一个福音传福音的一个基地呢，可能是因为他身为一个比较有富有而且是大的港口，当地人比较愿意听他的这个传讲。
In a lot of other cities, if you remember, every time he preached, he would get beaten, thrown into jail, they would run him out of town.
在其他的一些城市，当保罗在那边传福音的时候，他会经历被殴打、被入狱或者被人家赶出城市的等等的这种事件。
Throw him out of the synagogue.
或者是把他赶出会堂。
However, in Corinth, as the leader of a new religion, he could preach openly to Jews and Gentiles alike.
可是在哥林多这个地方呢，身为一个新的宗教的领袖，他可以向犹太人、向外邦人都来这样传讲。
So in the town of Corinth, actually he had unusual success.
所以呢，在这个地方其实蛮成功的。
And this meant that the converts he had were not just the usual manual laborers or street converts who were pagans.
而且因为他信主的人还不只是那些劳工或者在路上的一些平民。
His converts here included Jewish patrons, wealthy figures who even brought their whole household to church.
信主人包括了一些犹太人财主和其他的一些有钱人，甚至全家都带来信主。
So the historical record show that there were at least two Jewish synagogue patrons.
所以呢，在这个历史档案里头呢，至少有两位这个会堂里头的这个主持。
Yeah. So I couldn't find that much on it, but I assume they were very established synagogue leaders who had contributed a lot of money to build the synagogue.
我们没有很具体的档案，可是我们知道大概有两位，他们捐了很多钱去建会堂的。
So you can imagine in a church with such a disparity of people, they would have brought all their old ideas and lifestyle and issues with them.
那这个很多元化的这个教会堂，我们可以想象他们都把他们以前的生活思想全部都带入这样的一间新的教会。
So is it any surprise that they couldn't get along? Is it any surprise that they kept disagreeing and clashing?
所以在这个教会里头的人常常有不和的事件，这个有什么值得惊奇的呢？
And because they came and they formed the church, so it's not just their individual problem, it becomes a church problem.
因为各行各业的人一起来形成这间教会，它不单单是他们个人的问题，也是整间教会的问题。
So before we look at all the problems that the church had, I just wanted to set some context.
所以当我们来看这个教会的问题之前呢，让我们先谈一谈其他的背景。
So after Paul founded the church, he then left for about a year and a half, and then he got reports of how badly the church was doing.
当保罗设立这间教会大概有十八个月之后呢，他离开了之后呢，他就收到一封信，说这间教会怎么样的已经褪色了。
And that's when he wrote this letter, part of a series to try and address all the problems.
然后他就写了这封信，这封信其实是其他书信的其中一封，来处理这些问题。
But actually, it wasn't all bad.
可是不是一切都是这么不好的。
Because we know that when Paul left, he left behind a church that was throbbing with vitality. It had lots of gifts, lots of serving.
因为当保罗离开的时候，他其实是已经建立一间真的是很活跃的教会，而且里头有很多的恩赐，很多的服事。
When he left, there were house churches with maybe about 30 people each, because the houses weren't very big.
因为他离开的时候呢，已经有好些家庭教会呢，每间都大概有30个人左右。
So three years later, when Paul writes this letter, actually the church has grown in size and in problems.
然后经过了几年呢，这些家庭教会不只是人数增多了，问题也加增了。
Therefore, it means that during this time, the Corinthian church had been evangelizing and would bring more people in.
所以我们可以想象的，就是在这段时期间当中，这些教会都在传福音，而且把人带入了这些家庭教会。
So in this case, I think you can say that problems are a sign of life, not of death.
我们或许可以这么说吧，这些问题不是一种，不是象征着死亡，而是指向生命的。
You have no church, you have no problems.
如果你没有教会的话，那你根本没有问题。
If everybody is alike, then no problems.
如果每个人都是一样的，那也没有问题。
But is that what we want?
可是那是我们要的吗？
So the Corinthian church issues could be seen like growing pains.
所以这些哥林多教会的问题看起来好像是一个日益加剧的一种痛楚。
As the Christians grow and mature and gel together.
当这些基督徒尝试在一起团契的时候，问题就多了。
So the chart on stage is from my day job. It's a theory about how teams form.
那这边的这个图表呢，是在讲说一个团队是怎么形成的。
So if you can't see, the different stages are forming.
那如果我们要看的话，它的这个四个不同的阶段，第一个就是它的形成的阶段。
When teams come together.
就是当这人来的时候，他们开始组织的时候。
And then it's storming when they start to fight and sort out their arguments.
之后呢，就是那个真的是沙里轰能力轰轰的时候呢，是他们开始在那边很多争闹的时候。
And the chart goes up because they're norming, and then finally they're performing.
然后呢，他们就已经定型，最后他们真的是能够开始表现。
So I guess you could say that maybe the Corinthian church was still at the storming stage.
或者他们真的是在那个很不定的那个期的，就是那整个图表的那个低潮。
So as we said before, the problems emerge are those to do with the life and not of decline.
刚才我们说了，他们那些问题，其实让我们看到其中的生命力，而不是一种死亡。
You could say that up to then they're doing something right because a lot of diverse people are coming into church.
我们应该说他们当时所做的东西其实是对的，是积极的，是好的，因为越来越多人加入教会。
Actually, the Corinthian church could be I consider it as one of Paul's successors.
我个人认为说，哥林多教会是保罗的一个成功的工作的一个成功的例子。
However, there were so many problems, all these discipleship issues.
但里头有很多他们做门徒而的时候产生的一些问题。
One commentator counted 15 issues.
一位解经家说，里头至少有15个问题，他需要处理。
So I think that maybe the learning point for us as we talk about outreach and missions.
所以当我们说到传福音和宣教的时候，可能我们可以学的是
You need to be prepared. If your outreach is successful, then you will have these type of problems.
我们要学，我们要有心理准备，就是如果我们的这个传福音事工成功的话，我们的问题当中的问题也会加重。
And that they are just part of so-called growing pains.
而这个就是在成长过程中所会经历的一些痛苦。
So far, we've talked about engaging with the world, which is how the Corinthian church has come to this place.
我们到目前说到怎么样跟世界建立一个桥梁。
They evangelized. They brought people from their own circle of influence in.
我们说到这个哥林多教会，它成长，它把那些他们接触到的人带入教会。
And next, we're going to talk about how they are supposed to get out of the current situation.
那下来我们要谈他们怎么走出这样的一种的所谓的困境。
So the second part, I've titled Engaging with God.
第二，其实我们的第二部分要来谈怎么样与上帝建立一个关系桥梁。
So what is Paul's advice to this church caught in a culture war?
那保罗给予这个正在经过这个所谓的文化的这个征战的这个教会，他给予他们什么样的一些指示？或者是建议。
So I'll leave my fellow preachers in the next few weeks. They will go into great detail, I'm sure, for each problem they had and what Paul told them to do.
晚年会一一告诉下来的那些讲道人要去处理什么问题。不是啦，不是，他下来的讲员的人会来跟我们讲解怎么处理这些问题。
However, for today, based on just verses 1-9, I have some feedback.
但从今天的
I have some reflections.、Yeah.
但从今天的这个九节呢，我本身就是想要举出一些反思的点。
So verses 1-9, I have some reflections about what Paul said and how he said it.
1-9呢，我们看到保罗讲了一些什么 讲些什么话，而且要怎么样去传达他的意思。
I think this might be helpful as we journey through 1 Corinthians, and for me, I think it may also be helpful in our everyday lives.
我觉得明白一下这些东西呢，对我们个人每天的生活和我们去了解哥林多前书应该都有帮助。
So verse 1 to 9, what did Paul say? How did he say it?
那这一到九节，保罗讲的是什么？他又怎么去传达他要讲的东西？
So firstly, he started by giving them greetings. He greeted them, and then he gave thanks.
首先，他问候他们，并且感做写一段感恩的话。
So do follow on your Bibles if you have it. It's only 9 verses. Then secondly, he encouraged them.
第二，他鼓励他们。
Okay, and then thirdly, he called them sanctified and holy. So meaning that although he knew the problems that were at hand, he still saw them the way that God sees them.
第三，他称他们为圣徒，而且是圣洁的人。因为尽管他们有一堆的问题，可是他还是以上帝的眼光去看这间教会的这些会友。
Yeah. So I'll go into some detail. We're still talking about Paul's feedback, what he said and how he said it.
我们来看一些细节，我们来谈一下保罗所给予这间教会的回馈。
Yeah. So firstly, look at your verses. Look at Paul's greeting and thanksgiving.
首先，我们来看看他所写的那个问候跟他的感谢词。
Don't they look pretty generic?
他们看起来不好像很一般吗？
He has this long-winded greeting, and after that, some motherhood statement about Paul loves them, God is faithful.
他的这个他所写的这个问候呢，真的有点冗长。然后之后呢，就好像是一些妈妈在跟孩子讲的话，这样说是我爱你，上帝爱你等等。
Right, but you need to look a bit closer.
可是我们得要注意的来看。
So it's not for nothing that Paul is considered quite brilliant as a writer, even if not that good a speaker.
那人家说保罗呢，他是蛮厉害的，至少在写作方面。
So you need
他们这样讲是有理由的。
You need to be aware of the context, because if you read between the lines, actually in the greeting, Paul has already started criticizing and correcting them.
那我们注意看的话，保罗已经开始在那边批评这间教会了。
So actually, if you look at it clearly, every line is has a hidden meaning.
如果我们注意看的话，它里头都还有一些其他的意思埋藏在当中的。
I just have a few examples here.
我们举例说。
So in verse 5, he talks about, for him you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge.
第五节他说，因你们在他里面凡事丰富口才知识都全备。
So the words there, speech and knowledge, are important.
那在那里呢，他就说口才这种等等都是很重要的。
Because he was getting a lot of flack actually, because the church Corinthians people didn't think Paul was very good at preaching.
那他在那边，保罗本身是受到抨击的，因为他们认为说他在讲道方面不强。
Because you must remember that this town was used to a Greco-Roman kind of like Socrates kind of leaders, very well spoken.
我们不要忘了，这个是一个有钱的城市，所以很多C罗的名讲员都曾经在这边，真的是献词。
Yeah, and compared to them, Paul was no good, cannot make it.
保罗当然被这些名讲员给比下来了。
Yeah, Paul was also not very good looking, not very Instagrammable.
那保罗不是太帅，不像说小黑牧师讲他自己很帅那样。
I've heard that he was like short and ugly. He maybe had an eye problem. Maybe he looked like a drug addict. I don't know.
听说他又矮又丑，然后他跟我一样有眼睛的视觉的问题。
You compared it to the bust of Aristotle that you see, so handsome.
然后你要拿他跟那个亚里士多图来相比的话。
Okay, so he was actually refuting. He was starting to be pointed about the fact all kinds of speech. It was about those taking issue with his preaching.
他已经开始在对那些抨击他的这个讲道不好的人，他已经开始在回应他们。
Yeah. So the other word is with all knowledge.
然后另外他也举出智慧知识。
That's because one of the criticisms, because one of the things he was battling was the Gnostic influence.
因为他在那边所需要处理的也是一个诺斯底主义所带出来的一些东西。
Briefly speaking, that's people who said that you had to have special knowledge.
简单来说，诺斯底主义的人呢，他们认为说自己有一些特别的一些知识。
In order to be saved or for salvation.
就说一个人要有得救的话，他需要一些特别的知识。
See, so here he's putting this into his greeting.
然后在这里，他也在问候的时候开始回应这些人。
So I'll give you an example. This is from verse 5.
又再回到第五节。
So my underlined part is together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.Their Lord and ours. Five.
然后他这里他说又你在他里面就是凡事富足。
So just now, Witten in the call, he read out that verse where he mentioned the likes of Apollos, Cephas, and Christ. So in Wayton's call to worship, he may have mentioned the passage. He mentioned the likes of Apollos, Cephas, and Christ. These names, Apollos.
所以他在他的这个书信里面，他也是谈到了这个亚波罗、基法。
And that's because the Corinthians had banded themselves behind different preachers like fractions or tribes.
这是因为这些哥林多的这些信徒，他们都已经开始有跟从他们各自的偶像，可能是基法啊，或者是阿波罗。
So that's what this verse is pointing at.
所以这些经文就指向这些已经开始在选了他们的这些厉害讲员的人。
Loaded, right? It's very much like paper cuts where he says something and actually if you know what to look out for, you know what he's getting at.
所以保罗这边讲的话真的是很有意思的，而且呢，他就好像是我们被纸张割到这样，你被割到之后，你才真的知道他当中的厉害。So
my last example is about his very first line.
那最后的一个例子来自他的这个开场白。So
his greeting is Paul called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus.
他说他自己是被蒙召做基督的使徒。
And so this is with, because there were people taking issue with his authority. They said that he is not fit to be apostle.
因为在当中有些人不承认他在教会里头的那个权柄，不承认他是使徒。
Who are you to come and preach to us?
你是谁? 你进来跟我们讲。
Yep. So I've given you three examples and of how actually verses 1 to 9 are like the trailer or the executive summary of the rest of the book.
那我就给大家这三个例子来跟我们讲说，这九节其实是一个，就好比一个预告片。
Okay. So I'm still at the part where I'm talking about how what Paul says and how he says it.
我们这时还是在讲说保罗在信中讲些什么，他怎么样去传讲。
So I've talked about what he said. Now let me talk about how he said it.
我们说了他在讲什么，现在我们来看他是怎么样传达。
So how did Paul say it? As the one giving feedback, sometimes it's very easy to only see the flaws.
那身为一个给回馈的人，很多时候我们只需要看到对方的那个缺点。I
hate giving feedback. I don't know about you.
我不喜欢给别人回馈，我不晓得我们大家怎么样。I
know, right? We don't like receiving. We don't like giving. Yeah.
我们也不喜欢接收，我们也不喜欢去给予。
We see all these problems, and we have to give the feedback nicely. Otherwise, people might feel very hurt.
因为我们在给回馈，所以我们要很小心，不让人家说他受伤害。
So in Paul's case, when he gives his feedback, what does he do?
所以保罗的这个个案呢，当他给他的回馈的时候，他做了些什么？
So there are two things. One is that he gives thanks for them in a genuine and sincere way.
他做了两件事情，首先他很诚心的去为他们而感恩。
And the second thing he does is that he sees the church through the eyes of God.
第二，他以上帝的那个视角去看这件教会。
He sees them through what Christ has done for the church and therefore what they could be.
他通过上帝耶稣为这件对教会所做的事，并耶稣对上帝对教会的期望去看待他们。
So in verse 2 you see the words those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people.
所以在第二节这边，他就说是写给那些在基督耶稣里成圣的人。
So Corinthian church, so many problems, but he says you are sanctified and you are called to be his holy people.
那在这个经文，他就说他们都是圣徒，都是圣洁的。So
adding to that, the other way that he gives feedback is with encouragement.
第二，就是他去鼓励他们。So
if you read verse 8, he says, He, Christ, God, will also keep you firm to the end.
第八节那边，他就说到主耶稣一定会使他们坚固到底。And
he reminds them that God is faithful.
因为他在跟他们讲说，上帝也是信实的。So
in giving his scolding or his feedback, actually, Paul is always pointing back to Christ.
所以当他在那边责骂他们给给予回馈的时候，他一直都指向主耶稣。When
Paul gives thanks for the church, he says it's because what Christ has done for the church.
当他为了教会而感恩的时候，说是因为耶稣在教会所做的事。And
when he encourages the church, he says you can do it because God is with you and God is faithful.
当他给予鼓励的话的时候，他说：“因为上帝与你同在，并且上帝是信实的。” So
my reflection on the way Paul is giving feedback is that he has placed Christ at the center of it all.
所以我们能够看得到，当保罗给予回馈的时候，他将耶稣处在或者放在中心。
And it's quite easy to get personal about feedback, isn't it?
那有些时候我们在给予回馈的时候，我们也很想把一些心里的不爽的话都给讲出来。
One phrase you say is "Don't shoot the messenger."
有些时候我们说我们要针对人啊，针对事情，不要针对人。
Well, Paul is the messenger.
那保罗这边是就是那位啊传讲的人。
But he's pointing back to Jesus Christ.
可是他却是一直让大家看到耶稣。
Okay, so what have we learned so far?
我们到这里呢，我们学了些什么？
So we have learned today that, firstly, the Corinthian church has drawn from very diverse people.
首先我们看到说这个教会是从一个很多元化的背景组成的。
This has caused the current problems, but it isn't all bad.
所以它就造成了很多的在信中所提到的问题，可是这不一定是坏事，不完全是坏事。
We also learned that Paul's way of giving feedback is to encourage and guide his church.
我们也看到保罗他给予回馈的方式是给予鼓励并且带领。
Towards what he knew God intended them to be.
并且呢，他让他们继续跟他提醒他们说，上帝渴望看到这间教会将来会成为什么样。
And using the resources that God has already prepared for them.
并且他使用上帝已经为他们所准备的资源。
In other words, he guided them towards Jesus Christ.
换句话说，他引领他们到主耶稣那。
So we in the two broad categories I started with was engaging with the world.
所以我刚才讲的两个大点，第一就是与这个世界建立一个关系的桥梁。
As I think the Corinthian church did.
那我认为说哥林多教会做到了这一点。
And the second part I said was engaging with God.
第二就是与上帝去建立一个关系。
And keep looking towards Christ.
而且并且一直在注视着耶稣。
Which the Corinthian church is supposed to do in order to improve from where they are now.
这是哥林多教会所需要去做到的，需要去进步的方面。
So what does that mean for us today?
那这对我们今天听的看的人来说又怎么样？
What does engaging with the world mean?
我们去跟世界建立一个关系桥梁，对我们来说有什么意思？
Do we have very diverse people in church?
We have.
I don't know.
我们在这里是否也是一个多元？我们的会友是否也是来自一个多元化的背景？
Why or why not?
那是或者不是？为什么呢？
Do we have very diverse friends?
我们的朋友群中，我们的朋友们是否也来自很多元化的背景？
If you don't have diverse friends, then of course the church will not have diverse people because we're the ones that bring our friends in.
那如果我们的朋友都是很一类的，那来的也是一类；如果是多元化，来的也是多元化。
So for me, engaging with the world isn't going flying off to somewhere to do a missions trip, although that's also important.
那去跟世界建立一个关系桥梁，不一定就是要飞得远远的去那边做宣教，虽然这样的做法也是去跟世界建立桥梁。
For me, it means to take notice of the people and the things around you.
对我来说是注视、注意我们身边的人和事物。
It means showing care and concern.
它是去给予关怀。
It could be your family, it could be your office, it could be the cleaning auntie.
可能是我们的家人，可能是我们的这个办公室里头的人，或者是真的在那边做打扫的那位工人。
It means making friends deliberately who are not like you.
那就是跟那些和我们不一样的人去做朋友。
It means going out of our way to notice needs and to actively contribute.
那就是把眼睛睁大大的去看到有什么需要，并且去给予帮助。
And then, what does it mean to engage with God?
那要跟上帝去接触是什么意思呢？
So engaging with God doesn't just mean coming to church or serving in ministries, although that's both of them are good and important.
去建立关系桥梁不只是说要来教会，虽然是很重要的。
For me, engaging with God means to take God seriously.
对我来说是要很认真的去对待上帝。
Not relegating your faith to a spectator sport.
我们不要在整个信仰过程中只做一个观众
wrestle with God like Jacob wrestled with him in prayer
而是有如雅各一般 和上帝去摔跤寂静通过祷告去做这样的一件事情
wrestle with God for important things for the hard questions in your life
在生命中难处理的问题重要的事件我们都在以祷告去跟上帝做一种所谓的属灵里头的摔跤
it means to act as if you take GodAt his word, if you believe in him and you take him seriously,
那也就等于说，上帝讲什么，我们认真的对待。
And we need to take God seriously because he takes us seriously.
而我们需要认真的看待上帝，因为他很认真的来对待我们。
Yeah. So the concept of engagement can be a very fluffy, could be quite a gray one.
所以当我们说去建立一种什么关系桥梁，听起来好像是有一点点不实际。
So it's my prayer that God will lead each one of us to think about what engaging really means, because it's not the actions, but it's really the heart.
所以愿上帝带领我们懂得怎么样去好好的、认真的、正正的去建立这些关系，因为它不单单是我们的这个举动，它更是我们的整个心境。
So I have some additional reflections. When we talk about engaging with the world and engaging with God, all this is really hard work.
当我们说与上帝和与世界来建立一个关系的话，这其实是不简单的一件事情。
If you do it properly, you're bound to get knocked over and hurt.
如果我们很认真的去做这些事情的话，准备受伤害。
Sometimes the more you do, the more you try, the more comments and criticisms you will get.
有时我们越尽力，我们就接受到更多的批评。
Might be enough to make you wonder why you bother at all.
到头来，我们甚至会问我们自己说，干嘛？
So I started this sermon by talking about feedback.
我一开始的时候跟大家讲到回馈这个主题。
I wanted to share a quote, quite a famous one. It's known as the man in the arena. It talks about criticism or the role of the critic.
那我要跟大家来分享这样的一段话。那这里讲到的就是说它是关于人家给回馈的这样的一件事情。
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to play. Oops.
是蛮著名的一个的、yeah. 一个短短的一
个著作。Could I get PA's help to play the video from up there? There should be sound as well. There should be sound if possible.
It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer deeds could have done them better. Credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming.But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows, in the end, the triumph of high achievement? And who, at the worst, fails, at least fails while daring greatly. So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls.Neither know victory nor defeat.
所以 this quote is known as the man in the arena.
那这一段写作是称为那个在竞技场里头的人。
It was first used by Theodore Roosevelt in 1910.
那在1910年呢，罗斯福曾经引用了这样的一段话。
Yeah, and but it's been cited by a lot of other presidents like Richard Nixon, President Kennedy, at Nelson Mandela's obituary as well.
可是肯尼迪或者是尼克松他们都曾经引用了这样的一段话。
It's also been recently used by a writer called Brené Brown about leadership and vulnerability.
那最近也由这位作家 Brené Brown 也用了这样的一段话。
Yes, everybody will have comments.
那每个人都有他的评语。
But that quote is talking about.Where the credit belongs.
可这段话却讲说，那个真正应该被夸奖的是谁？
Credit belongs to the one who stands up and tries to do something.
那个人是一个真正愿意站起来，真正去做一些事情的人。
She gives no credit to backseat drivers. She says these are just the cheap seats. They're just commenting.
那些坐在背后观看的，他说那个是廉价的那个座位，这些人不值得得分。
So whose opinions matter?
那谁的话语真的是？应该带有一些地位和重量。
It's the people who have also been in the arena, who have put themselves on the line as well.
是那些真正在竞技场当中真正去亲身经历做事的人。
People who not just talking the talk, but also walking the walk.
那些不单只是讲，而真的亲身去做的人。
People maybe like Paul the Apostle.
或许我们说保罗就是其中的一位。
Who for his faith was beaten, imprisoned, mocked, and so many other things.
他因为他的这个福音，他的信心的关系，他被殴打，他被下在监牢等等。
So Paul is one example of someone, the man in the arena.
所以保罗就好比一个在竞技场当中的人。
So let's be honest, who wants problems?
那老实说，谁想要去经历一些困难和问题？
Who wants to be in the arena where you could be safely in the best seats, watching, clapping, so exciting?
那谁想要真的站在竞技场里头？你可以坐在你舒舒服服的坐着，又看又可以去欣赏。
No risk, no effort.
没有任何的这个冒险，也不用去出什么力。
But that's why reality shows are so popular, right?
这也是为什么呢？时事节目这么受欢迎。
But that's not for us.
但对我们来说，这不是我们该做的。
So as Christians, we need to be in the arena.
身为主的门徒，我们应该都在竞技场里头当中。
We need to engage with the world and we need to engage with God.
我们需要去接触，去跟世界、跟上帝都有一种直接的接触和交接。
If you do one without the other, you can't. Too much of the world without God to anchor you, you fall.
我们不能够做两项的其中一项。我们如果跟教会有太社会有世界有太多的交流，而没有上帝的带领，我们可能会绊倒。
If you keep engaging with God, but you don't engage with the world, then we're not following His calling, are we?
那如果我们只是把时间完全用在上帝那里，而不去跟这个世界真的有一种关系和交流，那我们其实没有在履行他给予我们的那个呼召。
And brothers and sisters, we need to be in the arena.
而弟兄姐妹，我们都需要站在竞技场里头。
Because we follow Jesus Christ, who shows us a way.
因为我们是跟随主耶稣基督的，他带领我们走前方的路。
He's the Word become flesh and made His home among us.
他是那位他是那位从话语变成一个实体的人，他在我们当中。
He is the man in the arena whose face was marred by blood and sweat and dust.
耶稣就是那位站在竞技场当中，你看到，你能够想象他受苦的时候，一脸的血，一脸的灰。
So we follow his example, stepping out to the world.
所以我们跟着他的榜样，我们真的是走进或者走出世界。
While holding tightly to what God has provided for us.
当我们这样做的时候，我们紧紧抓住上帝所给予我们的资源。
So as we start this series on 1 Corinthians,
当我们开始这个讲道系列的时候，
I pray that we will have this frame in mind, so it's not just about, oh, this church has so many problems, Corinthians.
那我们一开始这个讲道系列，我们不要只想到，哦，这间教会和它的问题。
So let's think about ourselves.
让我们想象，让我们也想一下关于我们自己。
So we also want to dare to step out of our comfort zone.
我们也要走出我们所谓的安全地带。
We want to dare to do things for God.
我们要敢敢的去为上帝做一些事。
We want to be enthusiastic.
我们要积极。
And we want to strive to do the deeds.
我们要尽量去做我们所应该做的事。
We want to try and be the men and the women and the boys and the girls in the arena.
我们要尝试做那个竞技场里头的那个人，甚至大人或小孩。
Because only then can Jubilee really be the church in the arena.
因为也只有这样。喜年堂才能够是那位在 那间在竞技场里头的教会。
So I invite us to go to prayer. I'm going to read out a couple of verses.
我们这时听几句圣经被诵读，我们一起来祷告。
So I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 7-9. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this promise. So passages from the Message translation. God, you've told us, just think. You don't need a thing. You've got it all.All of God's gifts are right in front of you as you wait expectantly for our Master Jesus to appear on the scene for the finale. Not only that, but God is himself right alongside to keep you steady and on track until things are all wrapped up by Jesus. God, who got you started in this spiritual adventure, shares with us the life of his Son and our Master Jesus. He will never give up on you, never.Our Father in heaven, we thank you because you called us, Lord. You're on the right and the left of us, behind us, in front of us, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord, as we look at the life of the Corinthian church, you speak to us through what they've done right, through what they've done wrong. Father, we pray that you hold us tightly. Father, we pray that you help us to engage the world around us. Lord, we ask that if we're not sure where to begin, you teach us and you show us.We ask that you place your heart in our heart, that we may beat with your pulse and speak with your love, act with your kindness, really living out the life of Christ, Lord. Father, we also pray for ourselves that we learn to engage you. Lord, forgive us when we take you for granted. Forgive us when we know you so many years, we are working on autopilot. Lord, we ask that you help us to take you seriously and to really live as if we believe in you, Lord, and that we will...Take what we read and what we sing seriously. Father, we ask that you help us to hold these two together, the world and you, that we may indeed bring your life and your light to the ends of the earth. Lord, we thank you for Christ Jesus, Word became flesh. And we follow his example, Lord, to step out of our comfort zone into whatever battles you have prepared for us. And we give you thanks, Lord, because we know we don't have to listen to everybody, but we listen to your small, still voice. We listen to those who have gone before, Lord. Give us the wisdom and give us the love. Help our hearts be open. Help our hearts to be open to you, that we may do your will, Lord. All this I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us rise and sing this song in response to the message. Let Jesus be the center of our lives, and we will live out his commandments, his will.
宇宙的中心耶稣， 世界的中心耶稣， 万物都本于你，属于你， 归于你， 你是荣耀君王， 我们欢迎君王降临。 君王。